This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will be featuring news that pertains to the city of Mora and Kennebec County. Wednesday night, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz gave a primetime announcement keeping May 18th as the end to the stay-at-home order.
We have to ease back into doing business, but not the way we used to. Employers have to implement new protections for employees and customers. We all have to remain cautious for our own health and the health of our neighbors. So yes, the stay-at-home order is expiring and the dials are turning, but that doesn't mean we're carefree and can return to the way things were. It means we have to stay safe, take care for our own health, and care for your neighbor.
Governor Walz also answered the question of why now and not before.
We have built out hospital capacity so that we can ensure as many Minnesotans as possible receive the care they need when they need it. We have increased the number of ventilators and ICU beds for when people fall really ill.
That was Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Mora residents can take down the yes and no signs in their yard. The Mora High School referendum passed yesterday. Preliminary results show yes votes at 2,040 and no votes at 1,435. Kennebec County now has 10 confirmed coronavirus cases. That number has increased from one just a week ago. No deaths have been recorded in Kennebec County. Hennepin County leads the state with over 4,000 cases. More information could be found at the Minnesota Department of Health website. With the coronavirus making things uncertain, we talked with John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair, to see how that's going along.
As of right now, we're not made no decision until after the 1st of June.
That was John Angstman, the secretary for the Kennebec County Fair. As a follow-up to the special council meeting on Tuesday, Mayor Alan Scramstead talked to us about what was decided there.
We appointed a new member to the Public Utilities Commission. That took a little bit, but then we got to the pool discussion. After several minutes of discussion and that, decided that in the best interest of for safety and protection of the kids and stuff, we decided that the pool would be closed. Didn't want to do it, but we just couldn't see where we could do the social distancing and the stuff required by with this pandemic going on.
That was Mora's Mayor Alan Scramstead. The CDC, or Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have added 7 more possible early signs of COVID-19 infection to add to the previous ones, which were cough and shortness of breath. The new ones are fever, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, or a new loss of taste or smell. For more information, log on to cdc.gov. Here at Lakes 103, we want to remind you the best ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are to practice healthy hygiene. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover your cough and sneezes. Toss the tissue and wash your hands again. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Also, by staying home when you're sick. Social distancing, keeping at least 6 feet from others. Postpone or cancel gatherings of 10 or more people, and be aware of your surroundings. Here at Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus with news on the top of each hour, Monday through Friday, from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can hear this update as well as past updates on our website at lakes103.org. This has been a Lakes 103.5 Mora News Update. I'm Bill Campbell.